You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, South Africa's multi-award-winning boutique wealth manager. With me today from Brenthurst Wealth is Maria Smit. And Maria, you kindly sent me an article, the title of which is as follows: How to Choose the Best Investment Vehicle for Your Goals. And reading through it and just seeing the title tells me that nobody's created equal. All your clients are different ages with different incomes and different goals and different aspirations. So that's why Brenthurst Wealth has to tailor the needs of the individual and not just have one sort of blanket plan for everybody.
Yes, and I think the one main reason that I wrote this article is, especially with everything going on in South Africa, the past month we have gotten so many requests of people saying, I want to take my money offshore. And then it's a person that is currently getting an income from that, a retired person that's currently getting an interest income of 7%, which is something they're not going to get offshore. So it is so important to tailor your investment to your needs.
Yes, exactly. And the first point that you make in the article, which was published on biznews.com, incidentally, understanding capital preservation. In other words, when I look at investments, I say to myself, first, do no harm. In other words, don't lose money. Preserve the capital you've got, and then you can talk about growing it afterwards. So tell me about capital preservation, please, Maria.
So when you look at capital preservation, you're looking at someone who is in retirement or if you have a short-term investment horizon. So let's say it's someone who wants to buy a house in the next 5 years, or it is someone who is retired who's drawing an income from their investments. So you'd have the first 5 years income in a type of vehicle that you look at as a capital preservation vehicle. So that'll be your savings account with your bank, a fixed deposit with a bank, or a money market account with an investment company. Low chance of losing money, but this is not a great vehicle if you want your money to grow. Because of course, with lower risk comes lower reward. So you don't get as much interest or as much growth as you would if you take a bit more risk.
Okay, yeah, you talk about the limitations of capital preservation. You say low returns, inflation risk, which is the enemy of the investor, of course, and limited availability. You go on to say that. But on the other hand, there is a percentage of a portfolio that maybe should have something as conservative as what you've just described. Is that right, Maria?
Yes. If you look at a bucket strategy, 5 years income you'd put in that bucket. The money you need in the next 5 years, you'll put in an income bucket. You don't want to take risks with that because you don't have the time horizon to recover from that if you had a big loss. Let's say you put money in an income generating fund instead of a high risk equity portfolio in 2020 and COVID hit and markets went down. Your income would have been less if you just put everything in the equity portfolio.
We're talking about equities. I mean, if you want to grow your investments alongside the safer investments that we've just spoken about, you can look at stocks, equities, ETFs, exchange-traded funds, REITs, the Real Estate Investment Trust, offshore investments, which have done so well for you and your clients, I know, over the years, and also private equity and venture capital right at the bottom there. They are a terribly important part of a portfolio, even if you're young or old, I think.
Yes. Another thing which is also important, especially for if you look at your retired clients, now a client comes to see me, he's 50 years old, he still needs an income until the age of 95. So he still has more than 35 years left that his investment needs to continue growing, to continue giving him an inflationary increase every year. So even if you are retired and a conservative investment, you do still need growth investments in your portfolio. So that is why I try to put it out there about exactly what is high risk investments. And it's so important to have it in your portfolio just for that inflationary hedge. Everything is becoming more expensive. And especially if you look at You need offshore exposure in your portfolio because you are still going to buy your iPhone here in South Africa, and you're still going to buy a lot of things that are made overseas. So you need to let your portfolio grow in line with what's happening overseas.
Yes, indeed. And just to go back to the idea of equities being high risk, over the years, the decades even, if you sort of forget about a few blips because of geopolitics, unexpected economic events, the fact is that they do really well. And although the past performance isn't a guarantee of future performance, equities to me are really the way to go if you're a long-term and patient investor. What about the role of investment flexibility? Now, if you talk about flexibility, I think of being able to switch occasionally because of certain conditions in your own life or in the world. Is that what you're talking about when it comes to investment flexibility or not?
Yes. As an investor, you are continuously going through different periods of your life. So you need to continuously look at your portfolio. You can't just, when you're in your 20s, start a debit order and forget about it and the day you're 50, review it. You need to continuously review your portfolio, and you need to continuously be able to change your portfolio. So with most investments that you do through an advisor, or if you do it yourself, you need to ensure that you have a bit of flexibility in your investment. So you have to have your portion that is liquid, that is not fixed in the markets. Then you also have to look at things like that, which portfolios are going to be the most tax efficient for your situation. So that's important, to be able to customize your investment portfolio, choose between an active manager and a passive manager, to look at your costs. And also, like we've seen now with Trump, and before Trump, it was Biden. With Trump, he has policies. So at the moment, ESG is suffering. But when Biden was the president, ESG did good. So it just shows how quickly things can change with just the change of a president. So it's important to be in the right sector at the right time.
I set myself a goal this week, Maria, of doing a podcast where the word Trump didn't come up. But if you've mentioned him now, so
there, okay. Your bingo card is filled again.
Exactly. Income generating investments. And you go on to say, for investors seeking stable income, income generating investments provide a balance between risk and return. Tell us about the ones that you like.
So it's so important to have this in your portfolio. So this is, you have different types of risk tolerance with the income generating portfolio. If you look at something like a passive income, a rental, a real estate where you rent out your property, that is a passive income that you're going to get. It can be a risk because the tenants can maybe not pay 1 month, and then you get a different type which is more fixed, like a bond or a government bond, where you put in a certain amount and they promise that for the next year or for the next 12 months we're going to give you 7%. Another way of getting an income generating portfolio, which is also nice and quite tax efficient, is a dividend going into an equity that has a dividend that pays out to you. Because dividends are taxed at 20%, which is a lot less than what interest or real estate might be taxed at. So it's also important to have that in your portfolio.
Yes, and the advantages, that, as you point out, are as follows: predictable cash flow, lower volatility, and portfolio stability. Now, another one is striking the right balance, and we've sort of spoken about that. Get the balance between risk and return, between high volatility and low volatility, between stability and growth. And you say, risk tolerance. Conservative investors may prioritize capital preservation, which is one of the first points you make in this article, while aggressive investors may seek high growth. You've got to get something in between, haven't you?
Yes, it's so important. I did calculation for a client the other day, and it was actually amazing to see. So this client just wanted to have an aggressive portfolio. He did not want anything conservative. And I just showed him that if we balance your risk, not just have high risk investments. So if we put, I think I put 30% in a conservative income fund, and the rest I put high aggressive equity portfolio. And the amazing thing is when markets turn down, the income portfolio continued to give you that constant return. So when markets went down, your portfolio didn't go down as much as what a 100% aggressive portfolio would have done. So in times where markets turn negative, you are still going to get a bit of growth. But the inverse is then also true. Your portfolio might not go shoot the lights out like a portfolio that is 100% equity. So getting the balance is so important in the life stage which you are in.
Exactly. You've got to look at the time horizon, how old you are, how much you're earning. Are those earnings vulnerable to a recession? All those sort of things. Are you employed by somebody? Are you an entrepreneur with your own business? There's so many things to talk about. But also the goals that you have. Do you want to become a multimillionaire, or are you just happy to have enough to have a comfortable lifestyle? So many different things. And that's where, of course, a financial advisor like yourself comes in, Maria. So what's the conclusion here, Maria?
The conclusion is that at the end of the day, your goals and your time horizon is so important. So don't just go and run at the first, if someone at this weekend, when you speak to someone and they tell you, no, I invested all my money in this and I got the great return. Don't think that if it worked for them, it's going to work for you. You need to get a portfolio that is in line with your risk tolerance and with your time horizon. So it's so important to come speak to an advisor before investing.
Very good. Great advice as always, Maria. Maria Smit is a financial advisor at Brenthurst Wealth in Pretoria. And that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.